In this way, my Lord, you have appeared in different incarnations, as human beings, as animals, as a great saintly person, as demigods, and as a fish and a tortoise. In this way you maintain the whole creation in different planetary systems and kill the demoniac principles in every age. My Lord, you therefore protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are known as Tri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas.
Ittam, niti jap, niti deva, yasamata hui, lokan, vibhavayasi hamsi, jagattati ma. Dharmang mahapurusa pasi juvana vrittam, sannakkalo, jagabhavas, trijugota sattam. So, here is a very specific statement about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is Channa. Channa means covered. Not directly, because he has appeared as a devotee. Avatar, Rupa Goswami has found out that he is avatar of Krishna. All the devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Rupa Goswami, and the Shastra, the Upanishad, Mahabharata, and every Sadhu Shastra. The avatar should be confirmed by great devotees, personalities, and must be corroborated with the statement in the Shastra. So, here is another statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Directly, it is stated in the 11th canto, you know, Krishna-varnam tisa-krishnam sāṅgatāṅgāsva-pāśadam jaggani saṅkītanai prāji jadanti hi-sumē. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he was being described before King Nimi by Karbhājan, Muni, the different incarnation in different millenniums. Yuga-dharma, Vikyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described by Vrindavan-dasa Thakur, Yuga-dharma Palu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described here as Channa Kalo. In the Kali Yuga, he not appearing as other incarnations. Not like Nisimhadev or many, Bhavandev, Lord Ramchandra. He is appearing as a devotee. Why? That this is the most magnanimous avatar. People are so foolish, they could not understand Krishna when Krishna said, Sarva-dharmān parityajyamāmekam. They took it, who is this person ordering like that? Sarva-dharmān. What right? That is our material disease. If somebody is ordered to do something, he protests. Who are you ordering? This is the belief. God Himself, Krishna, what can He say? He orders, the Supreme Person, Supreme Being, He must order. He is the Supreme Controller. He must order. That is God. But we are so foolish, that when God orders that you do this, we take it as a with this man. He's ordering like that. And Sarva Dharma and Paritya, giving up everything, regularly. Sarva Dharma, I have created so many dharmas. Using, I shall give it up. Why shall I give it up? Therefore, the same Lord came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So we must discuss this very thoroughly. So Rupa Goswami understood it. Therefore we have to go through Guru. Rupa Goswami is our Guru. Narottam Das Thakur said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakut. Kave Hama Bujhava Siddhi. If we want to understand the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we have to go through Guru, Guru Parampara system. Otherwise it is not. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakut. Unless we accept this process, unless we submit, this whole process is submission. Krishna wants this. Sarva Dharma and Paritya. So, if you want to approach Krishna, you have to become very submissive. And to whom? Krishna is not here. To whom I shall submit? No, to his devotee, to his representative. The business is submission. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared this day for giving mercy to the fallen souls who are so foolish that cannot take to Krishna consciousness. He is personally teaching how to take to Krishna consciousness. That is this Krishna. You'll find, you have seen, the picture in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that in prayer he was engaged in chanting and Rupa Goswami is offering his obeisance. That is the first meeting with Rupa Goswami. And he composed this verse, Namo Mahabadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. So this is Charanavata. He is Krishna and he has come to give you Krishna prem, but he is acting like a Krishna devotee. This is power. He is not commanding now, you do this. Yes, he is commanding to do this, but in different way. Because people misunderstood, who is this person commanding? Even some so-called rascal scholar, he has said, it's too much to be one. They are remarkable. Yes, sophisticated person, they are thinking like that. But our process is to submit. Unless we submit, there is no hope of advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Tinadapi Sri Sumi Chena, Tarorapi Sahishnana, Amanina, Amanina, Dhinana, Sahari. If you want to chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you have to take this principle, Tinadapi Sumi Chena. You have to become humbler than the grass. Grass, it is lying on the street, everyone is trampling down, he never protests. In the lawn, everyone is trampling the grass, there is no protest. Tarorapi sahishnuna, and tolerant than the tree is giving us so much help. It is giving us fruit, flowers, leaves, and when there is scorching heat, shelter also, sit down underneath. So beneficia is cut. As soon as I like, I cut it down. But there is no protest. The tree does not say, I have given you so much hell and you are cutting me. No. Tolerant. Yes. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected Tarorapi Sahishnuna and Amanina Manadena. For oneself, one should not expect any respectful position, but he, the devotee, should offer all respect to anyone. Amanina Manadena, Kitanya Sada. If we acquire this qualification, then we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any disturbance. This is the qualification. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach these principles. He is Krishna himself. There is no na Chaitanya Krishna paratattam paramiha. Paratatta is the supreme truth. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The supreme truth is Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. Na Chaitanya Krishna paratattam param yaha. Jagadvaita Brahma Upanishadi. The Brahma Advaita monist Brahma, which is described in Upanishad, God, that factor. Jagadvaita Brahma Upanishadi. Paramatma and the Paramatma. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. This is the three features of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tatyam jajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabdham. The Absolute Truth is one, advayam. There is no difference. But he, according to our qualification of understanding the Absolute Truth, he appears as Brahma, impersonal Brahma. He appears as localized Paramatma, Super Soul. And he appears as the beloved Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, according to the receiver, Jedathamang Prabhupada. That is, if you want to understand the Absolute Truth as impersonal Brahma, you realize that. If you want to realize the Absolute Truth as Paramatma, everywhere, all pervading, you can realize Him. And if you want to see Him as the most beloved, then you can also. That is the meaning of Jeetathamanta. You can realize the Absolute Truth anyway. He is prepared to manifest Himself as He desires, as He